wonderful record there. Jimmy Webb's Wichita Lineman, sung by Glenn Campbell there. And I was listening in my headphones because down in the Chapel of the Holy Spirit here at East Surrey Hospital, the band Vocal Dimension was singing along to that as well. And we're going to cross down there now and say good afternoon to Nigel Gray. Hello, Nigel.
Hello, Nick. And here on Radio Red Hill, as you know, for the past 2 weeks, we've been celebrating our 35th anniversary. And today we have as our guests a group of ladies who have been only together for just 4 months, but a rather fruitful 4 months it's been. It all began when a handful of ladies got together to make music. They did it rather well and with great enthusiasm, and their numbers grew. They elected a musical director and they called themselves Vocal Dimension. And what do they sound like? Well, how about this? Vocal Dimension and Do Ron Ron. And I'm going to talk now to one of the founder members of Vocal Dimension. That's Emma Riley. Hello, Emma.
Hi, Nigel.
Now, I think, in fact, of the founder members, there are two Emmas. You're one of them.
Correct. Yes, that's right.
And the other one is here as well.
She is indeed. Emma Duguid.
Hello.
Right, there we are. Hello from the two Emmas. A bit like the two Ronnies, except slightly different, of course.
Yes, probably. Yes. One or two slightly different things about us.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, of course, it's unaccompanied, the singing.
Correct.
Is that a challenge? Is it easy?
It is a challenge. It's something that takes a lot of practice and a lot of time and effort, but it is incredibly rewarding because all you need is some people to sing with and you can sing anywhere. You don't need anything. No music, no piano or guitar or anything like that. Just need people. It's fantastic.
And when you are considering the makeup of the choir, do you have to think about the number of people, different voices, sort of sopranos and altos and so on?
Yes, we the way that our choir is structured is that you have a bass part, which is the foundation of the chord at the low start. You have a lead voice, which is the tune. You have a tenor voice, which sings a harmony above the tune, generally speaking. And then you also have a baritone, which sort of fills out the chord and sings the other notes to make the correct chord work.
Must make it very difficult when you're recruiting members, I'd have thought, to try and get the right composition.
Funnily enough, we're doing pretty well at the moment, actually. We're singing pretty well. We need some more low-voiced ladies out there. If you think that you have a low voice, then we'd love to see you come along and speak to us.
Okay, we'll give some information about that later on. Now, you have quartets as well?
We have, yes. It's a great way of honing your skills with singing if you sing in a quartet, because with there being only four parts, so you obviously have to sing on your own. So we have one quartet, the founder quartet, Encore, and I'm hoping and encouraging the rest of the chorus to also take up quartetting. It's a great way to sing.
I'm just looking at them now to see if they're enthusiastic about it. One or two are perhaps looking interested. Okay, we'll see what happens
happens.
We'll see what happens. Now, Barbershop, I think technically is an all-male singing style, I'm told. Is that correct? And if so, are you really a barbershop or are you called something else? I've got down here Sweet Adeline's International. Is that true?
No, we are absolutely purely barbershop singers. You're right, it did start with men barbershoppers, and that started out in the States. It is a US art form. However, I think when lots of males were going off to sing with their friends, I think their wives and partners thought, hey, why am I doing this? So a long while ago, Sweet Adeline's was formed over in the States, and that was a kind of partner organization with Barbershop in Harmony, which is the men's organization in the United States. So Sweet Adeline's just grew and grew over the US, and not that long ago became an absolute international organization. We have regions in the UK, and that's what we belong to. There's also New Zealand and Sweden and Australia and even Japan now. So it's truly international. And yes, we are certainly barbershoppers.
I'm relieved. Okay, it's far easier to talk about a barbershop than anything else. Now, Vocal Dimension is also part of Making Music. What does that offer to you?
Yeah, we joined Making Music. It's an organisation that offers a lot to various musical groups throughout the UK. It offers various resources, kind of chat rooms, availability for marketing our events, or you know, advertising, and just telling the world what we're about. And it's a great network to belong to.
And whereabouts in the world are you from?
I'm from Edinburgh in Scotland, but I spent some time over in the States, and that's where I actually started my barbershop career as such. So I moved back to London. So
I thought there may have been some influence there somehow. Okay, can we hear song number two, please? Now, there are 10 of you here today. How many members have you got altogether?
I believe it's 15 at the moment.
And, of course, you're looking for more. We'll talk about that again a bit later on. Where do you get your funding from?
We are self-funding. So everybody, once they become a member, will pay a membership fee, and that covers hall costs, costumes, all that sort of thing. Everything gets reinvested into the chorus. Pay for music so that we are copyright legal and all that sort of stuff. So it all comes from the members and goes back into the members.
Do you get any funding from the local authority, Reigate and Banstead?
Not as yet.
The Arts Council?
Not as yet.
Would you like it?
I'd love it, yes. It'd be fantastic.
Okay, we'll see what we can do for you. Now, your director isn't here today.
She is not, no.
But she's been to the States. Is that in order to try and perhaps find out a little bit about the barbershop scene over there?
What she's actually gone out there to do is she's the only UK Sweet Adeline training to be a judge in Sweet Adeline. So she was actually out there to attend a competition and trial score there so she can learn more about it, practice the art and skill of what she needs to do, and just learn more about barbershop and bring it back to the chorus.
She'll be very useful.
Absolutely, yes.
Now, that'll enable you, of course, to enter singing competitions. Have you entered any so far?
We have, yes. Our first competition, our first little sort of tone the water, will be in the Bournemouth Music Festival on the 3rd of July. I'm really looking forward to that.
And that'll be the first.
That'll be our first competition as a Vocal Dimension, yeah.
Well, wish you luck for that.
Thank you. I'm sure
you do very well indeed, judging by what we've heard so far today. Now, if anyone wants to join, obviously you have rehearsals every now and again, I imagine. When are they?
They're Tuesday evenings from 7:30 until 10 o'clock, and it's at the Warwick School in Redhill.
So people can just turn up, can they, if they're interested, or would you like to hear from them first?
We'd love to hear from them first. They can register their interest through our website, which is www.vocaldimension.co.uk, or you can just come along the evening if you don't want to register first. But there's loads of information on the website about us, what we do, what we're all about, our passions and our music, and what we all want to do together.
And must anybody who's interested have experience at all?
It's great if you do have experience. Four-part a cappella harmony is not necessarily the most easy form of singing. We don't sing with music, and we obviously have no instruments with us, but you don't necessarily have to have like masses of choir or solo experience to be able to join us. Somebody who's interested in music, singing a lot, and wants to do some harmony, then absolutely they should come along.
Now, we mentioned the website earlier, which is www.vocaldimension.co.uk, and all the information is there.
Yes, it's all there to be read.
Let's have some more music in that case, and we'll come back to a final chat with you in a moment. This one, I believe, is called The Rhythm Medley. There we are, Vocal Dimension and the Rhythm Medley. Now, we've spoken to the two Emmas, who are the founding members. Who is the newest member here, I wonder? That's Claire. I'd like to step forward a minute, Claire, please. Okay. How long have you been a member for?
I think this will be 6 weeks now.
Are you enjoying it?
I love it, yes. Yeah.
What made you join?
Well, I did some singing when I was at school, choirs and bits and pieces, then kind of stopped for career and family, and the family have started growing, and I wanted a bit of time to do something for myself, and I kind of decided singing was the thing to do.
And are you going to be involved in this competition coming up shortly?
Oh, with any luck, yes.
Oh, I see. Have to wait and see. Okay. Thank you very much, Claire. And also we have Liz from Manchester. Liz is going to walk forward now. Hello, Liz.
Hi.
Now, I think it's an interesting story here because you've come down to this area fairly recently and
yes.
And found sort of you were sitting here all alone. And then what happened?
I'm from like Lee, which is up near Manchester way.
I know it is, where they used to have coal mines.
This is true. And I used to be a member of a choral kind of operatic society. And obviously moved down to London to be kind of further my career and be near my boyfriend. And then I sort of decided that I wanted to join a choir. I wasn't necessarily looking for a barbershop, but sort of was looking around, found a choir, and then decided that, you know what, I'm going to join that, and made some really good friends as well. And yeah, it's really good.
You're enjoying it?
Absolutely love it. Really love it.
I'm so pleased. Good about that. So now you now found something to do down here in this area.
Yes, no, definitely. It's a very good social sort of entertainment. It's everyone is just so happy, fun-loving. You get to talk to absolutely everyone. Everyone's really friendly.
I think you said all the right things there. Okay. I think on that note, thank you very much indeed. That's to Liz from Manchester, from Lee. Okay, now, Emma, we'll come back to you again now, if we may. And do you have a favourite song in your repertoire?
Well, actually, our favourite is sort of a warm-up piece. We do various things at the beginning of an evening. We do a physical warm-up, we do some breathing techniques and some vocal techniques. And one of the things we do is do some rounds, and that helps us listen to each other, tune each other, and get us into the mood of the evening, something a bit fun to do. So this is actually one of our warm-ups. It's called The Rhythm of Life.
Thank you very much indeed for coming in today.
It's been an absolute delight. Thank you for inviting us.
We've enjoyed having you here. If we had a big audience here, you'd have a round of applause now, but... an audience suddenly appeared. Isn't that amazing? Okay.
That's wonderful.
Okay, well, Emma, Claire, Liz, and everybody else here, congratulations. It sounds very good to me. I think you're going to do very, very well indeed. And I do wish you well for Bournemouth coming up in July, is it?
That's right, July the 3rd. And if anybody's interested or found that they enjoyed what they were hearing, then please do visit our website, www.vocaldimension.co.uk.
I'm sure they will. And again, many thanks. I'm going to return you now, I think, to Nick Hutchings in the studio. Are you there, Nick?
Yes, thank you very much for that, Nigel. Congratulations. I hope everyone enjoyed listening to Vocal Dimension there. Fantastic sound. And just to reiterate the website address there, it was www.vocaldimension.co.uk for anyone interested in finding out more about Vocal Dimension. But thank you very much for that, Vocal Dimension. And we'll carry on now with some more music after this.